Mini episode 108 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 108 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our first serialized content from Pro Football Draftology 2012, which will be available at FantasyDraftHelp.com a bit later in April. With the NFL Draft upcoming, we became aware of the need to readdress a very key point, the very real link between fantasy sports drafts and the so-called real kind. In a moment, the overwhelming need for value in both. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
I'm telling you, she is a real ball buster.
A real ice queen.
I just burned my tongue.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show. And see if she likes the goods.
I'm just gonna grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
You are pathetic.
Wait a minute! I'm offended! I have very little time to get to the gym, so I have to scope my guns at the office.
Oh, stop calling your arms guns.
Okay, the theme of this mini-episode, unsurprisingly for those who know us, is value. A good friend and former co-worker of mine, who now broadcasts for a terrestrial radio station in Cleveland, out of respect I won't name his name because the intent is not to clown him personally, is making a point that demands to be addressed. For lack of a better way of saying it, if someone as intelligent as him can fall for this way of thinking, anyone can. He is part of the vast majority of Browns fans who want Colt McCoy replaced. I do not share this line of thinking, but that's irrelevant to the larger point. With RG3 now out of the picture, he wants the Browns to take Ryan Tannehill with the 4th overall pick, regardless of perceived value. This is not paraphrasing his point, it's one that he has made over and over again. In this situation, he doesn't care about value, he just wants the Browns to select Tannehill regardless. This is a dangerous way of thinking. 6 years ago, when the Buffalo Bills selected Dante Whitner with the 8th overall pick at a time when he was considered a fringe top 20 player at best, FDH senior editor Jason Jones and I ridiculed the pick in a real-time webcast. We explained that Marv Levy, who was new to the Buffalo front office, clearly had no concept of value. Top 10 picks must become franchise players at their positions. If, for whatever reason, you are fixated on a player unworthy of the draft slot, trade back and obtain the value collectively through the desired player and additional picks, but always get value for your pick. And if a top 10 pick must become a franchise player, then a top 5 pick must become one of the elite players in the league. For a team like the Browns that squandered numerous draft picks in the last dozen years under the auspices of such luminaries as Dwight Clark, Butch Davis, Shoebox Pete Garcia, and Eric Mangini, the 4th overall pick in the draft has to be a home run and cannot be used on a player not deemed safe enough by the collective brain power of NFL personnel people. There is no margin for error. We at FDH don't have to educate skilled fantasy sports owners on the concept of value. This is something they know, or at the very least intuit, as they go through their draft or auction preparation. We always say that you win by obtaining value with every pick. While that ideal is almost impossible, you have to come as close as you can. That means that your high picks have to perform at the level forecasted, and your mid-round and lower-round picks must outperform their draft slots. We have always emphasized the same precept holds true in professional sports drafts. Winning organizations make the most of their draft picks, and they know how to proceed in a measured fashion. They do not panic, as the Browns would clearly be doing by heeding my friend's misguided advice. Fantasy sports owners know not to get caught on the back end of a run at a position. In this year's NFL draft, there are two passers that the market, by its collective wisdom, has deemed as worthy of sky-high picks, Andrew Luck and RG3. With the Browns now shut out of both possibilities, the effective course of action is not to panic and just grab the next QB available. In fairness to my friend, he believes that Tannehill's value should be higher. But that point is irrelevant because it is not. Nothing matters except reality, which is tightly tethered to value. The successful teams know this. And as someone who grew up a Browns fan, I hope they remember it on draft day. Thanks for checking us out. And again, very soon we will have for you Pro Football Draftology 2012 at FantasyDraftHelp.com for all of your NFL draft needs. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversation with rock superstar Steve Perry from the FDH Lounge.